This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
How many times have you gone to a website and been told by a somewhat suspicious pop-up that you need to install the latest version of Flash? The results of an unscientific poll I just did it myself suggests it has happened more often than you would have liked. But here's the thing. Flash is a piece of software that for years has been a really important part of the web. And Adobe, the company that makes Flash, says it's going to stop producing new versions. To understand a little bit more about what the heck that means, we are joined by Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I have something to play for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love a good dirge. It's funereal. Why are we having a funeral?
You know, RIP Flash, right?
That's right.
Can you explain like what Flash is and why the heck we all kind of have vague, annoying feelings about it?
Flash was created to fill a hole in the web browser universe. So in the late 90s, when Internet Explorer kind of won the then browser wars, it wasn't very good at allowing developers to create multimedia content. So Flash was a plugin to support all those graphics.
Apparently, Google says that 17% of its users visit Flash sites every day. And even if this is phasing out over the next couple of years, that could be a big deal for some companies, right?
Sure, for sure. I mean, anybody that is developing content using Flash will have to take a look at that and redo it using HTML5. That's not a big deal for a giant company that has the resources to do that and kind of understands that things change and you got to redevelop things. But for small companies that do things like make educational plugins for schools, that's kind of a big ask. And so there are some companies out there who are going to have to really be scrappy and find ways to either redo what they make or just scrap that product and move on to something else.
Is there anything about this that like makes you sad?
No. I don't care, I guess, because
should
Flash...
the average user care?
I think the average user should expect some minor annoyances over the next couple of years, and then everything will work much better. And probably your computer will be more stable as a result of it. It's a conversation about the guts of the internet and how the things you see actually appear there. And it's tough to understand. And I think this is one more step to erasing any participation in that wonkiness for the end user.
Fair enough. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, thanks for getting wonky with me.
Thanks, Ben. That was fun.